poll, 7 in 10 voters support Trump's exclusion of illegal aliens in congressional apportionment. By John Binder on August 2, 2020. About 7 in 10 United States registered voters support excluding illegal aliens when it comes to determining representation in Congress, a new poll reveals. A poll by Rasmussen Reports and Just the News Daily finds that voters overwhelmingly support excluding illegal aliens from congressional apportionment counts, which determine how many representatives each state receives in Congress. Last month, Trump signed a memorandum that ensures American citizens receive proper representation in Congress without being minimized by apportionment counts inflated by the illegal alien population. Overall, about 70% of all voters said they support excluding illegal aliens from such counts, including nearly 30% who want only citizens counted. Less than a quarter said they want illegal aliens included in the counts. Across party and racial lines, Trump's decision is hugely popular. About 72% of white Americans, 67% of black Americans, and 57% of Hispanic Americans said they supported counting either only citizens or citizens and legal residents when determining congressional representation for the states. A majority of Republican voters, 52%, said they support counting only citizens in the counts, while 57% of Democrats and 65% of swing voters said they support excluding illegal aliens. Liberals are the most likely of any group to say illegal aliens should be counted in congressional apportionment counts, while conservatives are the most likely to want only citizens counted. About 43% of liberals said illegal aliens should be counted. Conservatives, on the other hand, said by a 53% majority that only citizens should be counted. The sanctuary state of California has filed suit against Trump for the memorandum, admitting in their legal case that their 2.2 million strong illegal alien population is used every 10 years to drive up their congressional representation in Washington, D.C. Before Trump's memorandum, red states that disincentivize illegal immigration were set to lose congressional representation. Representative Mo Brooks, RL, previously estimated that if there are roughly 15 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. and if they are counted in congressional apportionment, they could help secure 20 additional congressional seats for blue states. A 2018 analysis by Breitbart News determined that only counting American citizens, excluding all non-citizens, including illegal aliens, in congressional apportionment, would shift political power away from coastal states to middle America. Today, there are an estimated 11 to 22 million illegal aliens living in the U.S. The census estimates that at current legal and illegal immigration levels, by 2060, about 1 in 6 residents will have been born outside the country. The poll surveyed 1,200 registered voters and was conducted from July 23 to 25. The margin of sampling error is +2.8%. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @JXHNBinder.